Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
This is...
Who are you? I'm Al Craig. Pleased to meet you.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
Tick, tick. Boom.
Starring...
I'm Instagram famous.
Come on, man. We go way back.
You're damn right we do, Tom. You're a fraud, Greg.
Greg Hill.
Don't tell Hillary, but I also went to the prom with Olivia Coppola.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
Super Bowl champion Jermaine. Oh, my gosh.
Don't worry about it.
Wiggy.
Where are you in the case?
I'm right where everybody else is.
No, I'm like...
I haven't watched it.
Wiggy thinks it's like episode 4 that's here.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Oh, this is going to make me sound stupid, but
can't you just buy your own sex doll?
Courtney Cox.
And Bermuda Air just celebrated its first birthday. It was founded on Cinco de Mayo 2023.
No way.
Swear to God.
Well, that means the planes have moved, so there
yep,
you go.
That is true. And the pilots are too.
The way I look at it.
And accompanied by...
Look at my booty in these tight pants.
You know, can't stuff it in your mouth if you're on the phone.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Brian Hoyer, the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
Another stroke of Sweeney's.
Curtis and Shine.
Wiggy, good morning.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here on the Curtis Show that normally features Ken.
Sometimes.
Right. Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning.
Morning, everybody.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbor.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
Oh, good morning.
Morning. Hello, Curtis.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
Well, it's mornings like these that I understand why you don't drink. But we're here. We're at the Grotto Bay. We're at the Grotto Bay Resort. Hello, Wiggy.
Wagwan, man.
It is beautiful. Courtney and I are in Bermuda.
Yes.
And day number one of the golf tournament is behind us.
Yes.
I don't know if we'll make it to day number two, but we have no choice.
It was a perfect day number one, but I know Curtis and Wiggy and Jackson are, because good morning to Jackson. He's in for Shime.
Oh, yeah. Shime is off. Shime has flexed a Wednesday, so Shime is off. Jackson. Good morning, Jackson.
Greetings. Good morning, guys.
Do you have a lead this morning?
I do have a lead.
Okay, excellent.
I think it's going to tickle you pink, too.
Okay.
I love Jackson's leads.
I like it. But I'm sure everybody's wondering, you know, how was the travel day?
Yeah.
How was the travel day? And while it was lovely, Bermuda Air, Curtis, 10 out of 10 experience.
Yeah, wow.
One of the best airlines I've probably ever flown.
You loved it.
I loved it. They gave you drinks in real glasses.
Mm.
They gave you warm blueberry muffins.
Mm.
It was top notch from start to end.
10 out of 10.
But with all that said, flying with Greg is an experience.
Oh, sure is.
Okay.
I am a caretaker, basically.
Not really.
It was.
Not really.
Curtis, Wiggy, when mm-hmm. you travel internationally, you know how you have to fill out those cards that's yep. to get yep. you in the country? Uh-huh. So Adam, who works for the foundation, does a great job with the foundation, sent an email in all bold and highlighted, please fill this out before you get to Bermuda. Everybody got it. We get on the plane. I say, Greg, did you fill out the form? He says, what form? So I pull up my email. I get him to the page. And then I walk him through step by step, hotel, address, how many nights,
yeah, I normally, what flight. I normally fill things out the traditional way, which is in ink pen. I mean, that's... Wiggy, that's the way we were taught to do it. Am
yeah,
I right?
I like that. I like to fill it out right then and there with somebody just in case
right.
I need
just in
some
case.
I need some answers to questions that yeah. maybe I don't know.
You don't want to make a mistake and yep. all of a sudden it's like Midnight Express. You're thrown into some sort of a Bermudian prison or something
yeah.
like that. Like, right, you know what I mean, Curtis?
I have spent time in an Aruban jail. I don't recommend it.
Oh.
That's right. I forgot. We should do a segment on that.
Yeah,
time in jail in foreign countries.
Yeah, yeah, I love it. Give us a call, 617, though.
Locked up. Up abroad, right? Hill
shows, how did the rest of the show go yesterday with Ken Laird as the host?
I mean, it was good. Once Ken got out of his shtick thing of like coming in all goofy, we had a good time. But you guys were missed, and I have to say, when Courtney about Bermuda Air, my day was ruined when I saw how happy you both were on that plane.
I mean, they gave us Dark and Stormies, and they just kept coming for
yeah.
free.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
For free.
Yeah. And you weren't even in first class?
Nope. No. We were at the back of the plane.
No. Not bad. Yeah.
And it landed?
What?
It landed?
It landed. It landed in barely any turbulence.
Oh. Yeah.
We had Greg was also upset because we were seated together. Pretty empty plane, so I decided to move to the row in front of him. He said, you know, I didn't download anything because I thought you and I were going to have conversation.
Yeah, I wanted to chat.
Oh, there weren't no TVs on the plane?
No.
It's an hour. The flight is an hour and 40 minutes.
Yes.
I don't know why we, who are Bostonians, don't come to Bermuda more. It's so close.
Yeah, and it's a perfect place, and everybody yeah. is so nice. The customs woman was giving Greg a hard time saying your passport is not real because she knew what we talked about all week
yeah.
about Greg's passport.
Yeah. No, it's a beautiful place. It takes less time to get here than it does to drive to the Cape.
Yeah.
So it's beautiful, and we are here. And I want to mention that the show is obviously on Twitch this morning, and we have updated the Twitch photo array.
Yes.
Courtney worked really hard on this yesterday. So we got new photos on Twitch. And I guess we got somewhat of a statement game from the Celtics last night.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that was a hell of a game. My lead is going to be interesting. Something I watched in that game last night, and I was like, okay. I know Curtis talked about the Bruins the year. This is their year of destiny, right?
Yes.
This is definitely the Celtics year after watching that game last night and going, wow. I can't believe this just happened.
Oh. Really? Our lead is Celtics too, Wiggy. I wonder if we're on the same page.
Well, we'll find out when we do leads. We can always tag team a lead.
We are usually simpatico.
I was thinking of Courtney Gregg yesterday with the Jaylen Brown. He was so good last
yeah.
night. And
yep.
also just sort of the compete, which is a hockey term. You know, let's get the compete level. But the loose balls, diving on mm-hmm. the floor, you know, the way that first half ended. Just a small critique, Missoula. I would have challenged the Cornet.
The Cornet tip-in?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's no big deal. Obviously, right. they won by 25 points. But there was a little bit of a window there right before the end of the first half where the Cavs were kind of making a mm-hmm. tiny bit of a run to try and get it under 10. And Jaylen Brown had a great defensive stop, had a couple very solid plays. He was spectacular last night.
Well, and also Derek White. I mean, he has come up big.
Oh, yeah.
Throughout this regular season and now playoff wise, you can count on Derek White too. So if you have questions about what this team was going to be without Kristaps Porzingis, you got at least an answer in game one last night with a pretty dominant win for the Boston Celtics. And you could talk about that this morning and all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. We will get to this morning's leads coming up in just about 10 or 15 minutes or so. And then they said it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And the news with Courtney coming up at 7:30 or thereabouts on this morning show.
Do you have an eye thing this morning?
I had a little bit of my eye thing. Why? Is my eye red?
Yeah.
I had a little bit of an eye thing probably. I don't know. Travel. I go to a different country. I have illnesses.
It's not an ear, it's an eye.
Yeah. It's
The allergies here this morning, I was sneezing. I think Wiggy almost kicked me out.
No.
It is awful today here back home. So you guys aren't missing very much in that regard. But it was gorgeous. Last night was spectacular.
Yeah, it was a beautiful. What's the weather looking like? Because we could see you guys on Twitch. And you, Greg, you're in a short sleeve shirt. Courtney, you don't have, like, any jacket on. Is it cold out there, or is it, like, is it nice?
No, it's perfect temperature. I went in the ocean yesterday. Wiggy, the ocean is exactly what you, in particular, would love. You can see your toes. Mm-hmm. It's warm.
Okay.
I was floating around with some noodles yesterday.
Nice.
It is. We're at Grotto Bay,
mm-hmm.
and this place is spectacular.
It's an awesome place. We're at the Grotto Bay Resort. We want to thank them for hosting us. And it is, it's beautiful right here on the water in beautiful Bermuda.
So, Greg, be honest. When Courtney said she was in the ocean with some noodles, you were really disappointed when you showed up.
I was going to say, great, now I have to have noodles for lunch. But, yes, it's beautiful here. But beautiful back home, too. It's going to rain all day, Curtis, or you want to get to the weather later?
Yeah, I'll get to the weather. I'll get to the weather later, but yesterday was really nice. Mother's Day weekend's going to suck.
All right. Well, we should start the show by finding out what is trending with Courtney.
Gresh and Fourier, weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Jackson, any call on what the trending sponsor is?
Yes, it is Teen Malone.
All right, Teen Malone. Trending brought to you by Teen Malone. And be careful what you wish for. The Cavs got exactly what they wanted. And in return, Boston took them down 120-95. Jaylen Brown led the way with 32 points. Derek White had 25. And Jason Tatum had a double-double, 18 points and 11 rebounds. It's the fourth game straight that the Seas have beaten their opponent by double digits. If they go all the way, through this series at least, this could be like triple digits when you look at the differential between the two teams. I mean, let's hope. But elsewhere in the NBA, Jamal Murray will not face a suspension, but instead a $100,000 fine after throwing a heat pack and towel on the court in the direction of an official during the Nuggets Game 2 loss to the Timberwolves. That team falling apart, Wiggy.
Yeah, I was shocked about that because somebody could have got hurt. But Ken made a good point yesterday that, you know, he's their second best player. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to watch with him in the lineup, without him in there. You know, the NBA won't get their bang for their buck for viewers.
And now we turn our attention back to the Bruins. Game 2 is tonight in Florida. Puck drop is at 7:30 with Boston up 1. That's 7:30 Boston time, 8:30 Bermuda time. But for Gresh, that's really 5:30, I believe.
By the way, we were listening to the show yesterday on the way to the airport, Curtis.
Yeah.
What is those people who continue to focus on and obsess over Linus Allmark starting a game in the series are bizarre to me.
It is the most annoying, dumb. You know what it reminds me of? You remember in the 90s when Michael Bishop was on the roster?
Uh-huh.
It was like, oh, they got to put in Bishop. It's like, I know Linus Allmark is the Vezina winner, but work with me. Like, Jeremy Swayman is the best player in hockey right now at the most important time, at the most important position in the sport.
Yeah. Well, if you want answers, Greg, just it looks like ask the person to your left because she's on the Linus train as well.
Yeah.
She's on the rotation.
Yes, she was.
Well, no, I was on the rotation. I still stand by the fact that I think the Bruins would still be in this position if Linus. I don't think that Linus is that far off. I mean, Swayman's playing out of his mind, but I don't think Linus is bad in any way, and I don't think they're losing games because of Linus. They didn't lose that one game in the first round because of Linus. So I don't think that was the wrong take. If they did the rotation, if they didn't right now, I think they should continue playing Swayman because he is playing out of his mind.
But do you think they'd be where they are right now if they had continued the rotation?
Yes.
You do?
I do.
I don't.
And I don't. We'll never know. I don't know if it would go to seven games if they did the rotation. Not that Swayman lost any of those, but, you know, goals fall different ways depending on the goalie.
I guess.
So, the Sox fell with the Braves 4-2. Marcel Ozuna, lined a single up the middle to score the go-ahead run in the eighth inning, and the Sox couldn't answer. Cutter Crawford went six innings. He gave up two runs on five hits while striking out six. Another one with the Braves tonight. First pitch at 7:20, and this is going to be a good one. Nick Pivetta getting the start for the Sox, opposing Chris Sale, who is 4-1 this season with a 3.44 ERA.
I have a prediction to make. Chris Sale throws a no-hitter.
Really?
You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 7:20 for the Mass Mutual pregame show, and then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. And in football, the Chiefs, Rashee Rice, is under investigation yet again, this time for assault after allegedly hitting a photographer at a club in Dallas on Monday night.
You big dummy.
Yeah. I know.
Can't stay out of trouble, huh?
At what point plays for the Chiefs, though. They won't do anything about it, no. Curtis.
Right. I mean, Greg, at what point do they lead the nightly news with lack of institutional control at the Kansas City Chiefs? I mean, how many players? I mean, this guy's, he's had two incidents this offseason, but what a disaster they are.
They should do a separate segment on the nightly news, which is just Kansas City Chiefs players who have been arrested.
Right. There used to be a ticker on Pro Football Talk before Mike Florio got in trouble, which was how long it's been since an NFL player was arrested. We should do that just for the Chiefs.
And do you or a loved one remember receiving free samples of cigarettes when you were a child? And have you been diagnosed with lung, bladder, or throat cancer within the last 3 years? You may be eligible to file a free lawsuit. Call the lawyers at Team Malone at 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is currently 52 degrees in Boston right now. The rain's going to come in around midday till around 3 o'clock, but afternoon high only 65. Mother's Day weekend looks ugly. Saturday, the better day of the two.
All right, Courtney and I are in Bermuda at the Grotto Bay Resort and Beach Club, and we will be here for the next couple days. Up next, we'll get to today's leads, including a lead from Jackson. I'm sure he's been working on it very hard. We will get to today's leads next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, Courtney and I are in Bermuda, day number one of the Greg Hill Classic. What is that? What am I hearing?
I don't know.
It was a part of the song, yeah. It's weird. Never heard that in the song.
I feel like you were moaning in the background.
It was not me, I can promise you that.
What was that?
I played it from YouTube, so there's a video for it.
That was something
Jackson.
Else in your browser.
Yeah. You want me to turn it off? You want to hear it again?
What is going on?
Jackson, what?
Somebody's watching porn on the job.
Yeah. I know, Jackson, what? God. I mean, this is your moment.
I know. Hey, I'm watching a guy ride a horse right now, and there's moaning. I don't know. The video's weird.
What?
Pudge is in there. Don't watch porn in front of him.
Why are you playing rejoins from YouTube?
Because I play them from YouTube Music.
Why?
Because I don't have Spotify. It's easier for me.
Well, you should borrow Shimes or the radio stations. That's why we have Spotify.
All right. Duly noted.
Can we hear that one more time? Is it possible? I thought Courtney was on mic and didn't know. I was like, what is happening?
My lord.
Jackson's trying to recreate it before he plays.
It's hard to bring up whatever porn he was watching and the song again.
They don't like us.
Yeah, I know.
Why?
See, it's in the video.
We missed the moment. Right, that part.
Well, as you can tell, Shime is off today. Yep. He went to Colorado. Wiggy and Curtis and Jackson back in the studio. I just got a DM that it's Olivia Culpo's birthday, by the way. So happy birthday, Olivia Culpo.
Happy birthday, queen.
What was the determination yesterday, Curtis, around the radio station after Eamon was on the show?
That he was date adjacent. That, that he was there. She was there. They did not go together. He did not ask her independently.
Okay.
And they took a picture with a bunch of girls where one of Olivia Culpo's friends was friends with one of Eamon's friends. And they were like, fun, let's go to a dance.
Okay. Yeah. So he just exaggerated a little bit in the telling of the story.
Right.
Which I'm sure we've all done.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think we can move on safely from that.
All right.
he did look a bit shell-shocked when he came out of the studio, though. I think he was a little bit in his head.
Yeah. Well, and I also think he probably made the fib, I'm not going to call it a lie, the fib 10 years ago, not thinking that someone was going to repeat it. And as it kept repeating, he had to keep up the facade.
Oh, okay.
You know.
So once you tell a lie, you have to tell other lies around it, is what you're saying.
You got to ride with that thing?
Yes.
So so basically now there's no proof of it, but it's just a group thing, and he happened to be in that group.
Correct.
Right place, right time. We don't have any proof of that, though.
Wiggy, didn't he tell you he was going to bring further receipts or whatever?
That's what I thought. I thought we were going to get a, you know, picture of him and her by themselves, dolo, taken by the mother or the father or whoever. His parents, and just showing like that, okay, he actually went to the prom with her rather than just a large group that was a whole bunch of friends meeting for the first time.
I don't think he liked you calling him a loser.
No. I said a loser in high school. But isn't that what happens when you generally, female, and I'll ask Courtney because she's the only female on the show, when you act like you don't know a person, and if you did know that person, you're doing that because you're embarrassed that you knew or went to a prom with that person because at that point in time in their life, they were considered a loser, a bum, whatever word you want to use. Am I right or am I wrong, Courtney, from a female's perspective?
Yeah, I'm not with you on this one because if you're Olivia Culpo and you're at that celebrity status, it behooves you to say, yeah, I know him,
of
even
course,
if you don't.
I remember him, yeah.
Yeah, but why wouldn't she, though? So you're saying she didn't know.
She has no idea.
She has no idea who he is. I mean, the easiest answer
there's
for this.
There's no way he's capping that hard.
But Wiggs, tell me, you have three kids, all who have gone, graduated high school, who went to many dances and proms.
Yep.
Did your daughter or two sons ever go to the prom and you and Talina, I'm sure was in charge, not get a photo of them with their date?
No.
They got 100 photos.
100
right.
photos.
So especially if the date is this unbelievable bombshell that's soon to be Miss Universe.
Right.
But what if you're aiming, wouldn't you rather people just think he went to the prom with her and she thought he was a loser in high school than to we expose him as to be a giant fraud that he didn't even know her?
Yeah.
The most telling part was when I asked, did you share a dance with her at all? And he stuttered for a second.
Yeah.
And
it's,
we all danced.
Yeah, we all danced.
Right.
Greg, if anything, he should be happy because at least it makes it seem like he did go to the prom with her and she just was like, I don't remember this guy.
I don't know. I think you should have just come in yesterday and come clean. That would have been the solution.
Wow. Because
then it goes away. Then it goes right away. But he is releasing a diss track on you later on. By the way, can we do a segment later, Wiggy? I don't understand what is going on diss-wise. Can we give you 30 seconds? Has Wiggy ever done anything in 30 seconds, Curtis?
No.
I ate foyer.
Right. Well, he ate a slider. He ate a whole tray of sliders in 30 seconds.
Can we do like dis beef and like you can explain what's going on?
I need help with it too.
Drake and
Kendrick Lamar.
Drake and Kendrick?
Yes. Can you explain that later on the show?
I'll do my best to try to explain it to you, Greg.
Curtis, you can go to the bathroom during that.
Oh, I would love it. I got to go pee.
All right. Celtics win game one. And we will talk about that with you all morning long. If you want to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937. You can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Courtney and I are in Bermuda at the Grotto Bay Resort and Beach Club, probably most likely never coming home. It is gorgeous here.
Yeah, I think we got to extend.
Extend?
I think we have to extend.
We would have to do, we probably still have to do the show on
Friday.
We're
getting thumbs up from Grotto Bay.
Really?
I think, I mean, you're the boss, but.
Well, Wiggy's off Friday. Are you off Friday?
Or yeah, no, I'll be off Friday. So you guys are coming back Thursday, or you want to?
Yeah, we're coming back to
allegedly.
Yeah, tomorrow we're supposed to come back.
Okay,
but I don't know.
You know, we've got the Comrex.
I mean, it's gorgeous here. Mm-hmm. It really
it's
is
pretty
gorgeous.
Seamless.
Here.
Somebody's got to pick up that extra day, though.
I mean, I think Greg does
that ain't
well.
Free.
Well, I feel like Santa would want to pay for his wife.
Of course.
So I would pay if necessary, yeah. But I feel like you would probably.
Greg, I was wondering
Venmo.
Why.
I'll give him my Venmo.
Greg, I was wondering why Courtney was so over the top in her praise for Grotto Bay. Now I understand it.
No, I'm telling you, Curtis, you'd love this place.
It looks beautiful.
There's caves that you can jump into. Everybody says it's so refreshing. It's a little chillier in the water over there. I have to do it today.
Are you going to go in the... So you are full of anxiety. There's a cave you can swim in on the property.
Yes.
You're going to go do that. You're afraid of every. You're afraid of your own shadow.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
You're going to go swim in a cave.
John Egan did it yesterday, and he told me that it was so awesome and refreshing, and you came out, and you just felt so good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm committed to doing it today.
You know what's in there?
I don't want to know, but I'm going to do it regardless.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you doing it on the show? It'll be like the cannonball?
I don't know if we can bring that all the way over there, but...
We probably can't. All right.
I'll make sure to get content, don't worry.
Let us... We're not worried about you getting any content.
Follow me. Coco
How many Cox. Instagrams were there yesterday from here?
I did one post last night.
All right, that's not bad.
A few stories
not
here
bad.
And there.
All right, let's get to this morning's leads.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for... The lead.
Jackson, you're such a metal guy. Is that Whitesnake?
Oh, almost. Queensryche.
Not a band that I love, Queensryche. A Seattle band, not a band that I love.
Not a band I've ever heard of.
I apologize for that, but it's a very good song. You have to admit that.
It's right in Jackson's wheelhouse. It's like 90s hairish metal. He loves it.
Yeah.
He loves it.
It's a theme, though. Jet City Woman, because you guys jetted out of here, you know?
Mm.
Yeah, you know, it's a reach. I'm sorry.
It's not really. Really, there are other. I mean, there would be. I mean, a jet airplane maybe, or I mean, a Jet City Woman is not really about somebody flying to Bermuda.
Yeah, I tried. Yeah.
That was a good effort, Jackson.
I don't know what I like more, the awkward Shimon Greg weight loss talk or the Jackson Greg music talk.
All right, Jackson, your lead this morning. I can't wait.
So my lead, I was teetering between two very opposite leads. One was a type of invention that I have, which I can probably get into at some point because I can't tease that without paying off on it. But my lead is, it's funny that Courtney was talking about jumping in the cave and you guys are in Bermuda. I was reading an article about people in their 40s were asked what they regretted not doing or doing in their 30s. And I thought it was interesting because I haven't done any traveling really in my life except for once when I was in a band and we played in Texas, but I've never gone to Bermuda. I've never gone to any I've always wanted to go to the Caribbean, but the biggest regret was not traveling, and then the second one was not saving money, and those are in my wheelhouse for sure. Uh-huh. And I was wondering if you guys had any crazy, you know, things that you wish you did in your 30s or things that you did in your 30s that you're like, ooh, I shouldn't have done that.
All right.
I'm in my 30s, so.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I'll take all of your...
Wiggy?
I mean, I'm still here, so whatever I didn't do in my 30s, I can make happen either in my 40s or my 50s.
Uh-huh.
So, there's really nothing I regret. So I don't really know.
I mean, I regret that I did not pay attention to saving money. And, I mean, I know that's a boring thing, but I also mm-hmm. regret that I didn't go to, you know, I haven't been to Bermuda or Croatia you know, England. And I'm going to do that stuff, but you need the money for it, so it all connects you.
Yeah, I mean, I really just have one big regret.
Regrets?
It was at the tail end of my 30s, and it was getting nachos in Keene, New Hampshire.
All right. All right. No regrets, man.
Yeah, I don't really have any regrets.
You don't live with regrets.
I don't. I kind of move on to the next thing.
They're learning. They're what they call those are learning... learning lessons.
I figured the elder guys on the show would have some kind of, you know, golden ticket as to what you should have done or what you should do. But
try not to make the same mistake twice.
Yeah.
Wiggy, boat anywhere that you want to?
Oh,
any
man.
What?
Boat ride.
Well, boat rides. I mean, I've been on a lot of boat rides.
Okay,
I'm not a huge seaman.
Hello.
I like, you know.
Any particular cruise that you wish you weren't on? Or?
No. Okay. I've been on. It's been a while since I've been on a cruise.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Oh, my goodness. You didn't know where that
no,
was
no,
going.
No, I knew where it was going.
Oh, okay, good.
I'm just saying, is that what you want to do? You want to dig up some dirt?
No.
Because we could turn this thing into Kendrick and
Drake.
No, please. I think Wiggy's the best.
Okay.
Just
maybe.
Just a little funny.
Yeah.
All right. Jax, wait, what was the invention that you have in mind?
Okay, so all boats should be capable of being submarines.
Ooh.
What?
Okay, I like that.
There should be an enclosed roof on all boats.
Right. Ah.
A submarine is technically just a boat that goes underwater.
Right.
Why? So there would be a lot less, sea accidents.
Sinking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you should be able to convert, not every boat maybe, but, you know, the big ones that have, you know, important stuff on them.
Yeah.
There should be a way to protect them.
At any time, like if your boat is sinking, you just go to sub mode.
Yes, absolutely. What, yeah. Kind of Batman thingy. But, I mean, that seems like it's, far-fetched, but we have the technology for that these days.
Right.
Yeah, it's not that we lack the technology. It's the cost.
Well, yeah. I think it would save a lot of lives.
Yeah, you're right.
Right.
You should reach out to Elon Musk on that, I think. Yeah. All right, Jackson, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Hey, Greg, good morning. Looking great there. Grotto Bay looks beautiful. I'm jealous. A story right up your wheelhouse or in your wheelhouse here, Greg. A new national survey from CNBC of 1,033 aged 18 to 34 workers found that an overwhelming respondents, 81%, believe a four-day work week would boost their company's productivity, while 19% said it would decline. So cutting the work week by a day, over 80% of workers say it would improve the productivity of the company.
Yeah.
Only a fraction say it would decline. I don't understand. This is the latest and greatest example of how when you tell everybody they win, they don't realize there are actually losers.
I'll take the four-day work week. I'm on board with that. Production, I could see production rising.
Okay, but explain that to me.
Well, because, Foyer, he kind of got me on board with this one. If your work week was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and you got Friday off, so you had that nice long kind of weekend, you would be super productive knowing you have a three-day weekend.
Right, but the issue with this is simple, that if you're doing a four 10-hour days, then that's not an abbreviated work week. That's a 40-hour work week. You're just doing
right,
it on different days.
But
what they're saying is cut the work week hour performance, so you're only working 32 hours instead of 40 hours.
And I think for a lot of people, not everyone, before the nurses and the firefighters and the police officers all come out, like, I understand that there are jobs that you need to work all of those hours, and I can't imagine ever doing a job like that. I commend you all the time. But there are a lot of jobs out there where people clock in and clock out, and for a decent amount of time during those 8 hours that they need to be sitting at their desk, they're twiddling their thumbs.
Right.
So
right.
I think
that's on them, though. Like, there are lots of things.
But Greg, how many people really work like working 8 hours nonstop with a realistic lunch break for 30 minutes.
A lot of people work more than 8 hours. They work 10 hours a day.
Right, but I don't think they're working 10 hours straight. They might have, like Courtney said, a little bit of, you know what, I'm sitting here, I'm scrolling on my phone because I have 30 minutes of downtime here. And the actual number of hours that people are doing actual work is not 10 hours a day or 12 hours a day.
It's just, I mean, do you think if you ask the same people, would they be more productive with a 3-day work week? They would say yes. Of course they would. Like, the answer is,
I think you're
reaching
there, brother.
You do?
Yeah. I think you're going to the 6-minute ab routine now.
Okay.
Yeah.
But why would it be? I just don't understand why, if you're sitting at your desk doing nothing, that's your fault. That means you're not being productive while you're at work.
No, but you could be productive, but maybe. And listen, I don't know everybody's job. If there are people out there that clock in, and like Courtney said, the time that they clock in, they're on the clock working to the time they clock out, except for their 45-minute, hour lunch break, great, call in. But I think most people will say, hey, listen, you know, throughout my work day, I got a little downtime here, and I'm, you know, sitting at a desk, and I'm, you know, I'm not working 8 hours nonstop a day or 10 hours. Even a nurse will tell you, maybe she doesn't have nothing going on in the hospital, and she's probably sitting and hanging for 45 minutes for something
next. There have already been so many studies to prove this. There have been companies that have launched this, period of time where they were going to test it out, and they've come out on the other side and said that they've been more productive, they've made more money.
That's not always true. There are studies that say the opposite, that people just are not as productive. It's 5 days. It's always been. Why do we have to change everything? It's always
been evolving.
Yes, tell them, Courtney, we're evolving.
Yep. You're evolving in the direction of doing less work.
Oh, we're evolving too. You know, it's like, do you still want the old school rotary phones or the giant brick cell phones? No, we evolve as in technology and even work. What makes things easier?
Yeah. All right, Curtis. Great lead.
Thank you.
Good job.
We got to take a break. We will get to Wiggy's lead and to my lead coming right up. And then they said it. A quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports coming up at 7.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, Courtney and I are in Bermuda for 2 days for the 31st annual Greg Hill Classic. We're trying to figure that out.
That is crazy.
During the commercial break, so it's been a long time.
I was a year old at your first one.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. We will golf later on today at Tucker's Point, which is a beautiful course here on Bermuda.
But wait, this morning, wait, wait! Yep. It's Tucker's Point.
Yes. Yep.
That is the most Bermuda spot of all time.
We drove by it yesterday. We could see it from our drive from the airport. Looks unbelievable.
It does. It does. And the weather's gorgeous here. And we are at the Grotto Bay Resort and Beach Club, which is beautiful. I want to thank them for hosting us. We are going to get to They Said It, which is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports, coming up at 7. And Celtics win game number one. Cavaliers, the fans wanted Boston. They got Boston last night. Mm-hmm. And a dominant win. So we'll talk about that with you all morning long. You can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. But we got a couple leads left. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Miss you guys, Curtis, Jackson, Wiggy. Last night, I saw something that proved why they fell so many years before. And that is Jason Tatum. And if I hear one more person saying, well, Jason Tatum didn't have a great game. He had 11 rebounds. Jason Tatum is not forcing shots. And that is the difference. Jason Tatum knows he's the leader of this team and has figured out ways in which to contribute to this team, even if his shots aren't falling. Jason Tatum is the reason that this team is going to go far, and it's because he's not taking shots that he knows aren't going to fall. He's letting other guys like Derek White and Jaylen Brown get the shots that they need to get these wins. Jason Tatum is the difference maker. Wiggy, you have been right this entire time when it comes to Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
I mean, Jaylen Brown is still my number one. But Jason Tatum is the reason this team is going to go all the way.
Well, I think he's become he's willing to be unselfish.
Yes.
When it comes to points.
Yep.
And look, Wiggy, you were spot on. I wanted to drive the guy to the airport and get rid of him because I didn't think that his character, that he was going to be able to change when it came to his desire to be the All-Star Game MVP or to be the MVP of the league or to just get points.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I think he that's a change in him.
Unselfish is the perfect word to use.
Yeah.
He is, the whole team is, but uh-huh. he has proven that is the difference this year.
Great lead, yeah. Courtney.
No, I think that's a great lead.
Hell of a lead.
Great lead. Wiggy, good morning.
Courtney, you deserve whatever the local cuisine is in Bermuda.
A lead rum swizzle.
Is that what it is?
We've had quite a few.
And whatever food that there's their local cuisine, you deserve one of those. I'm going to kind of piggyback off your lead a little bit. And it's a little different, but I understand what you're saying. And a big part of it is the way Jason Tatum is not being selfish. But the one thing that stood out for me last night is this, and this is what really shows me that this team is championship bound and has what it takes and should win the championship, is Tatum played awful. Played awful. He was 0-for-5 from three-point land, and you still won by double digits. You still won by 20-plus. That is a team that shows me, when I watch them play, and you're spot on, Courtney. Jaylen Brown had an unbelievable game. But as bad as Tatum played last night, and you still beat a team by, what, 25 points? Mm-hmm. And it was like, it wasn't even like it was close throughout the whole game.
I think the Cavs should chuck up a couple more threes. I think that offensive game plan was brilliant.
But they're not a big...
And I don't want to sully the pristine reputation of Jason Tatum, mm-hmm. but at the end of the first half, kind of a dumb couple plays where mm-hmm. you pick up two fouls and within 30 seconds, you miss the shot and you get that stupid foul under
one
the basket.
One was a frustration foul, you could tell.
You could do that against the Cavs.
Right.
But I don't even, maybe the Mavericks in the NBA final. That's the thing, is that the Celtics are so much more talented than every team that Tatum, as you said, can play like that and they win going away.
And that's the point. The teams of, as I'm watching the playoffs kind of unfold, Minnesota looks legit. OKC, look legit last night. And when you start to look at who you potentially could be facing, and I know I'm getting ahead of myself here, but I feel like they should be able to get by this series in five games. Curtis, you were spot on when I think you said there'll be no series throughout the whole Eastern Conference run where it will go more than six games.
I said more than five.
Oh, more than five games.
Yeah.
And I completely agree with you. Because even if New York or Indiana win in the next round, it should be five games they should be able to win.
The Celtics had that thing like from Madden. Remember Turbo? I don't know if they still have that. Or whatever the games were where you could run mm-hmm. fast.
Yep.
The games are kind of close. The Celtics build up a lead. Then the Cavs will come back, get it to within 12. and then it's like up turbo.
Right.
There, here comes 7 points in 30 seconds.
So that's what it was for me, Greg, last night. As bad as Tatum played, you still won by 25 points.
Well, I think, and you also, when it comes to Tatum, you have to give a lot of credit to Brad Stevens,
mm-hmm.
because removing Marcus Smart from the equation let Jason Tatum, I think a lot of times when Marcus Smart was throwing up threes that he had no business throwing up, I think Jason Tatum almost felt like he had to wrestle the ball away from him and put it on himself because Marcus Smart was doing things that he wasn't supposed to be doing.
Yeah, and I think you're right about
that. By getting rid of him, it really made a complete difference when it comes to this basketball.
And I think, like, you know, the part of him being on the court, I would say that was a big part. But I think the bigger part of getting rid of him is what some of the way he might have kind of interacted with those guys off of the court.
Rubbed him the wrong way.
Yeah. Because just maybe that's Marcus's personality, where he's, you know, hey, I've been here. And it didn't work well with two guys in Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum that are a little bit more reserved.
Think of all the energy that had to be exerted just to manage Marcus Smart. Mm-hmm. Manage how he rubbed guys the wrong way. Manage how we didn't listen to the coach. There were very great sides to his game. Defensively, we all know it. But all that energy now, I think, has been transferred to the floor and actually the game.
Yeah. All right, Wiggy. Great lead. Thank you. A source has told People magazine that Gisele Bündchen is deeply disappointed by the disrespectful portrayal of her family on Sunday night's Tom Brady roast on Netflix. The source adds, as always, Gisele's priority is to support her children who were affected by the irresponsible content that was broadcasted.
Why are you watching and why are you allowing your children to watch?
Great,
and if you're Gisele, don't cheat on your husband with your jujitsu instructor and maybe your kids won't have to hear about it on national TV.
That's what I was going to say. Like, she's the one who did it. I mean, is she nuts?
If I'm Tom Brady, I write a thank you note to that jiu-jitsu instructor because it allowed him to now have 40 more years of happiness in his life. Because I mean, just yesterday we talked about this briefly after you guys left.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with the criticism of Brady insofar as approving or tacitly approving that stuff when it's the mother of your kids is not exactly a great look. But Gisele is the last person to be victimized by it. It's right. Absurd.
I mean, Wiggy, you brought this up the other day.
Uh-huh.
Sort of. Were you? Did you feel like it was wrong for Tom Brady to participate in that, knowing that there were going to be jokes made? Because you said something about you don't do that to the mother of your kids. Or what?
Yeah, I said that, like, you know, she's still the mother of his kids, and they're the ones that are going to have to deal with it because it wasn't like they were like, just like, all right, we're just kind of cracking on your moms. Like, they were like, it was brutal the how they were going after her. And so I said, well, here's what I said to Courtney off here. He must hate her that much where he's like, anybody say what you want about her because she did me so dirty and I can't stand her. I don't care that I'll get up and correct somebody for making a Kraft joke, but I won't correct somebody for making a Gisele joke.
Right.
And I said, he must feel so hurt or the despise or the disdain that he has towards her. And I guess Gisele is really, now she's feeling how a lot of guys feel when they do something stupid and they get criticized and you know, dragged through the mud. There's no need to complain about Courtney's right. She's the one who decided to, you know, getting a rear naked choke with the jiu-jitsu guy.
It's also...
Oh, my God.
It's also I'm guessing it's probably not the first time that the kids have heard about what happened.
It could be. Greg, you've been in there before. You've been in a marriage before for a lot of years.
Yeah.
You can hide a lot of stuff from your kids.
But not when
you're Tom Brady and Gisele.
It's already been in headlines.
Right. And not to mention Gisele, who has gone out of her way to talk to Good Morning America, mm-hmm. talk to Vogue, talk to all these other entities about Tom ruining their marriage, which if you really care about the kids, why would you publicly blame their father for the separation of you two when you, in fact, were the one who was getting extra time with the jiu-jitsu instructor?
Well, they're currying favor for the kids. I've never been – I've been lucky – you know, I got a great wife and we have a great relationship. So I don't know what it's like to have a divorce, but sometimes in a lot of divorces that, you know, not everybody can be as good as Greg and his ex-wife, but a lot of times there
Can. I just think you have to put effort.
Right, right. But a lot of times, Greg, you see it, that you're probably in the minority when it comes to that. And a lot of times people try to curry favor with the kids to get them, the kids to be on one side versus the other.
I just think it's a low blow for Giselle to, you know, have the statement say, as always, Giselle is worried about her kids and making sure her kids are okay. Tom is one of the best dads we've seen play out publicly. I have no idea what goes on behind closed doors. But to go that route, it's basically saying Tom doesn't care about the kids.
Right. Yeah.
And that's just not the case.
No. It's cheap. It's a cheap shot.
That's what, and now she's, that's what happens.
Is there anything worse than being said, someone that in your life says that they're disappointed in you?
No. Yeah. No, I hear it a lot.
Yeah, good for Tom exposing her.
Yeah. All right. Those are the leads. We will be right back with They Said It, quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.